The following report contains stories of a fictional nature. No facts were harmed in the making of this broadcast. A strong sense of humor is advised. This is Vaguely News.
Coming up, President Ramaphosa loses his oomph. The Supreme Court of Public Opinion in the U.S. issues new laws targeting men. And ESCOM asks people to stop using electricity. Very good morning to you. It's Saturday, July the 2nd, 2022. Welcome to Vaguely News. I'm Rob Vega. Doctors at Groote Hospital in the Western Cape say they have now identified the reason for President Cyril Ramaphosa's recent apparent lack of leadership, which had prompted many to call for his resignation. Many amongst his staff put it down to gossip and the allegations against the embattled president. But it seems the problem may be far simpler. It seems the president may have lost his oomph.
Somebody decided that they want to dispossess me of my oomph. It's always best that I should keep my oomph all the time. I had it. It's gone. I lost it, it seems. Should I sit down? Okay.
Anyone finding President Ramaphosa's oomph is asked to urgently contact their nearest ANC office. Moving now to the U.S., where the Supreme Court of Public Opinion has issued a new set of regulations aimed squarely at men and potential fathers. Vaguely News U.S. correspondent Max Wunderman has the latest.
The Supreme Court of Public Opinion have released these new guidelines for all people identifying as male. No more Viagra. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. All men who got a woman pregnant will have to attend childbirth classes wearing a labor pain simulator. No more of a vasectomies. Control over your body is evil. For Vaguely News, I'm Max Wunderman in New York.
And finally, in Power News, ESCOM have released the latest power supply schedule for Gauteng and the Western Cape. All homes within the two provinces will receive a minimum of 2 hours of electricity per day, with a possible extra hour of supply shortly after midnight when demand is at a more manageable level. Power supply schedules for the remaining seven provinces are currently being looked at, and once a commission of inquiry has been launched, these territories may soon be able to access the power grid in the near future. CEO Andre de Reiter said that in order for power supply issues to be solved, people needed to stop using electricity completely.
It is very clear that ESCOM faces unprecedented load shedding. To a certain extent, we have to wean ourselves off the electricity.
And that's it. That's Vaguely News. I'm still Rob Vega.
Wake up with Rob Vega.
Saturday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 1027.